A July afternoon in Port Alexander. A small crowd has gathered in front of the old white house that holds the Port Alexander Museum. Two fiddlers play from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The sun is out, and long stalks of purple foxglove are swaying in the breeze. Longtime resident Mike Stempy stands in front of the group, reading a note.
Dear friends in Port Alexander, happy 100th birthday.
The note is from Mark Kirchhoff, a Juno historian and retired biologist who also has a home in Port Alexander. He planned to be here for the town's official centennial celebration, but a few days beforehand he was doing some work on his home in PA and...
Well, I fell off the roof.
He broke some ribs, but was fine in the long run. He and Stempy collaborated on a book, along with Tom Paul, documenting the town's history. Kirchhoff notes that Port Alexander was on the map before 1913.
The reason I chose 1913 is that is when the fleet actually moved to Port Alexander. The fleet was looking for a new place, always expanding, always trying to find that brand new hot spot in Port Alexander, and Port Conclusion was the place.
Really, the fleet moved to PA after a local fishing official dramatically restricted what people could catch and when. And as you might imagine, that did not go over well with the troll fleet.
I mean, they've always been sort of an independent bunch, and they're not into taking orders, and they're particularly not interested in taking orders out on a little dot on the map. You know, you go all that way out there, and the fish are biting, and all of a sudden this guy comes up and tells you you can't go fishing. I don't think so.
The book by Kirchhoff, Stempy, and Paul is 172 pages of black and white photographs, original writing, and even old memos. They document the town's successes and the town's failures. A note, for example, dated January 5th, 1950, from a U.S. Forest Service official named A.W. Blackerby, says, "Port Alexander was last fall practically a ghost town." The ghost town came back in the 1970s with the help of homesteaders like Karen Lucas.
So you've been here since 79?
79, yeah. No, I married a fisherman. I'd been commercial fishing like 10 years prior. I'd been seining since 74 up here, and I grew up in Seattle, and once I hit Southeast Alaska, I was like, this is it.
Lucas runs the Port Alexander Historical Society and the small museum it's established in town. We're walking along the boardwalks that run throughout Port Alexander. All of them have names. There's Hemlock Street and Front Street. There's a Water Street here, even a Breathless Lane.
Breathless Lane isn't too far, and then we get back.
So what is this called again?
This is South Cedar.
This is South Cedar.
Yeah.
Also on the walk are friends Phyllis Mulligan and Jane Stempy. The boardwalks meander through the woods and up and down hills. Lucas says those routes are a product of the federal government from when PA was initially homesteaded.
And so really what happened when the BLM came in and they mapped this area out, they didn't really take into consideration the terrain. So that's why boardwalks and whatnot they don't really follow the lay of the land. Some things like the Stairway to Heaven, I mean, a road that goes up a cliff, you know, all that stuff. But they didn't know, so they just mapped out the right-of-ways, and that's what we're stuck with, pretty much.
Lucas says when the homesteaders came in the 1970s, there were a lot of ruins.
The homesteaders, most of us, were dirt poor, and if we needed a pot, we'd go to the abandoned cabin and grab one. It was that kind of deal. You'd walk in, and it'd be like, the people still live there. I mean, books on the shelves, dishes on the table, clothes hanging in a closet. And so it was kind of the salvager's dream, I guess.
Where had those people gone?
They just split after. Okay, so.
There were reasons. One factor was a downturn in fishing.
And the other was the war. So the men went to war. So when the fishing died off, everybody enlisted and just left town and didn't carry anything with them because there was no way to get in and out of here but by little fishing boat. So things just stayed behind. And so because of that, and these artifacts, and these old photos that you'd find in an attic and this and that, there was always an interest in preserving the history.
Karen Lucas and the members of the Port Alexander Historical Society are trying to do that. And by helping people understand the community's history, They also hope to build the city's future. In Port Alexander, I'm Ed Ronco.